Daft Punk were one of the key groups in the 90s of sort of popularising this very forward-looking music, house music, techno music, the whole rave kind of electronic music scene. They were like spearheads of that. What they found is they didn't know how to take it any further. By the end of the 2000s, when they were thinking of making another record, they were like, what do we really want to do? What is a challenge for us? And the challenge for them was to actually make an old-fashioned record. Made without computers, without drum machines, and all this sort of programming, which is actually the way almost all music is made now, not just electronic music, but like rock records are kind of assembled using computer editing software, basically. We're up all night to get lucky. We're up all night to get lucky. With Random Access Memories, I think Daft Punk wanted to make a record of this era when certain records were events. Like everyone heard Rumours by Fleetwood Mac, everyone heard Thriller. For them, they see it as a way of changing direction of music. They seem to think that they can inspire people to go back to making records this way with a bit more warmth and humanity and soul. These are the sort of terms they use. The opening track on the record is called Give Life Back to Music, and it's almost like a manifesto. Saying that all this very computer-made, very precise music that we have today that rules the radio, it's lost something. Instead of sampling, they want to sort of assemble skilled squads of session musicians and recording engineers and actually make the kind of music that someone else could sample. Absolutely central on the record is Chic. They got Nile Rodgers, the rhythm guitarist and co-founder of Chic, to play on several of the tracks. It's records like Le Freak. It's Chic and that whole era of sort of very uplifting disco they're kind of harking back to. When you listen to Random Access Memories, it's very enjoyable. It's very well played. The songs are good. But there is this lingering feeling of like, I've lived through this already. You know, I remember Michael Jackson, Off the Wall and Thriller did this brilliantly already. There's this sense of redundancy and also a little bit of kind of pathos, like could they really not think of a way forward? Well, in terms of this idea that Daft Punk are dealing with this problem of how do we create a future for music, the most obvious track to deal with that very explicitly is Giorgio by Moroder, which is a tribute track to Giorgio Moroder, who was the great disco producer who invented this electronic style that people call Euro disco, most famously with Donna Summer, which was the first all electronic disco track. It inspired the Human League and synth pop. This track with Giorgio Moroder is not a musical collaboration. They're not working with him. What they do is they interview him and they have quotes about his career with music, and it specifically focuses on I Feel Love.
I wanted to do an album with the sounds of the 50s, the sounds of the 60s, of the 70s, and then have sound of the future. And I said, wait a second.
The pathos of the song is that neither Moroder nor Daft Punk can together collaborate musically to make a future track. Instead, they talk about it and then Daft Punk do a pastiche of the Moroder sound.
I knew I needed a click, so we put a click on the 24 track, which then was synced to the Moog modular. I knew that could be a sound of the future. My name is Giovanni Giorgio, but everybody calls me Giorgio.
Brian Eno heard I Feel Love, grabbed a copy and ran around to David Bowie's house and said, David, I've heard the future. But you hear Giorgio by Moroder, no one's running out saying, I've heard the future. You say, do you remember when music felt like the future? There's a kind of bittersweet poignancy to it. It's a touching track. I mean, I think it relates to a lot of big cultural issues to do with, you know, how scary the future seems and how long-term planning is something that governments have stopped doing, you know, and the world governments can't even get together to deal with climate change. There is a genuine cultural malaise of harking back and, you know, vintage aesthetics, and it's not total. There are people trying to do new things and interesting things, but there's a general sort of feeling of trepidation about the future and a difficulty of imagining a bright future. And maybe that feeds into this, affects music in some way. Contact is the finale of Random Access Memories, and it starts with a sample of the voice of Eugene Cernan, who was the last human being to stand on the surface of the moon.
Hey, Bob, I'm looking at what Jack was talking about, and it's definitely not a particle that's nearby. It is a bright object, and it's obviously rotating because it's flashing. It's way out in the distance, apparently rotating in a very rhythmic fashion because the flashes come around almost on time. As we look back at the Earth, it's up at about 11 o'clock, about, maybe 10 or 12 Earth diameters. I don't know whether that does you any good, but there's something out there.
The associations that happens to mind to me are to boldly go where no man has been before, the final frontier, the whole idea that space travel is our destiny. But we haven't been back to the moon since 1972. The shuttle program was closed down last year. The shuttles were put in the museum. The pause button has been put on the space race, and the pause button has been pressed down on futurism.